Everyone, welcome to episode 104 of My 123 Cents, the podcast. This is a big episode, literally speaking, of course. The title you have seen is called One Ton Tournament, and my guest is Jeremiah Plunkett. We'll be talking more about an upcoming tournament in Tennessee. It is called the One Ton Tournament, and all the combatants must weigh at least 300 pounds. And at just over 300 pounds, Jeremiah finds himself as kind of the cruiserweight of this event. So there are a lot of big men, names that you may recognize, including Farmer Billy Hills and Bull Bronson. But we will get into more details in the interview in just a few minutes. Wrestling news from the week. Probably the biggest news of the week, in my opinion, at least in my 123 cents, is the fact that there is a WWE Hall of Famer who is now president-elect, Donald Trump. If you've been living under a stone for the last 7 or 8 days, is the new president-elect of the United States. He will, of course, be inaugurated in January and, is in the WWE Hall of Fame. I've written about some of his wrestling adventures over at my123cents.com. Also on my123cents.com for the next 10 days. Actually, probably less than that now as this is dropping, but I'm counting down my 10 favorite Survivor Series teams of all time. I encourage you to go check that out as well. The countdown is going on as we speak, and we'll wrap up on Sunday when Survivor Series culminates. Looking forward to that event as well, and we'll offer some thoughts and feedback on that. The preview, of course, coming up on Lucha Lunch Live, which will be this Thursday at noon over on the Facebook page, the Facebook, My 123 Cents Facebook page. That's noon Central Time, of course. And we'll talk a little bit about Survivor Series. And then, of course, next week, probably not here on the show, but through the blog, we'll have some analysis of Survivor Series 2016, the 30th anniversary, too. Survivor Series has always been one of my favorites and a very big tradition for me. I really am a big fan of Survivor Series. So we'll see how things go at this year's event. It's Raw versus SmackDown in several of those matches. So looking forward to seeing that. Also, over the weekend, Stride Pro Wrestling, our guest last week, Keith Hatton, is the new Stride Pro Wrestling heavyweight champion. He beat Axe Allward in a Falls Count Anywhere match. Very intense moments. They were wrestling all over the gymnasium at West Frankfort High School. So kudos to Heath Hatton. He has had his eye on that championship and finally was able to beat Axe Allward. And it'll be interesting to see what happens next for these two men and everyone else on the card. A big show coming up December 10th. It's got a Star Wars theme to it as well. It's going to be a fun Christmas theme plus Star Wars theme. It's happening December 10th at the Illinois Star Center Mall. We'll have all the We'll count down to that and talk more about it as that gets closer as well. And, you know, we are big fans and big supporters of independent wrestling at My 123 Cents. And Cape Championship Wrestling, located in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, holding another show on the day after the one-ton tournament. So you could see Farmer Billy Hills, for example, twice in that weekend. The one-ton tournament is happening on the 25th, which is Black Friday. Then on Saturday, the 26th, it is, and I think that's called Shop Local Saturday. So what better way to support local folks than to come out and watch some local independent wrestling? It's happening. It's called Knockout November. It's happening at the Delta Community Center in Chaffee, Missouri. And again, we'll have the details for that in the days and weeks that come. But you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as Stride Pro Wrestling. And, you know, looking forward to some of the stuff coming up here as the year starts to wind down, and 2017 looking bright. I've got some things personally that I'm working on project-wise that I hope to get launched off in the new year. And Stride Pro Wrestling, we've already had some discussions about some guests and folks coming in for the new year. So we'll release all that information coming up very soon. You can follow Stride Pro Wrestling, of course, on Facebook. That's the main source, but we're on Twitter and Instagram as well. So I want to hear from you guys. Feedback is critical to this show. What kind of guests do you want to hear from? Working still to get, you know, the last WWE Hall of Famer we had on the show, of course, was Bushwhacker Luke. Working on getting some other Hall of Famers, but trying to get some main roster talent as well. It's not as easy as it may sound. But yeah, I am working on getting other guests here on the show. But for now, it's going to be Jeremiah Plunkett talking more about the upcoming one-ton tournament.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm. Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Alrighty, as promised, today the guest is Jeremiah Plunkett. He is a part of and kind of helping to organize something known as the One Ton Tournament. It is happening on Friday night, November 25th at 8 o'clock in Tullahoma, Tennessee. It's a big event, literally and figuratively. Jeremiah, welcome to the show. And the interesting thing to me, part of this, is this is the night after Thanksgiving. So I'm imagining that some of the weights billed for this card are going to be even a little bit higher. Is that right?
Told the fans, hey, bring your leftovers. That'd be taken care of. You wouldn't have to have them in your fridge. We've got plenty of big men there that can take care of that for you.
So tell me a little bit about the concept of this. I like the idea. There have been a lot of great big men in the world of professional wrestling through the years who sometimes get overlooked, but are really great workers in the ring. And you've got a lot of great indie talent who our listeners know, and we'll run down the list here in a minute. But tell me what kind of inspired you to create this one-ton tournament.
Well, honestly, it all came while I was out with an injury. I had torn my labrum, 75% of my right labrum, and ripped my bicep off. So needless to say, I was stuck at home for a while.
Yeah.
And I was watching a lot of wrestling and doing a lot of thinking. And I noticed Girl Fight had just kind of started, the brand Mad Bat Pondo's kind of promoting, and it's all girl shows. And then there was talks, this was when they first started talking about the Cruiserweight Classic. And I'm like, man, they're really getting into the niche audiences, but nothing's being done for the bigger guys. And, I understand wrestling used to be a big man sport anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be very, half your card would be over 300 pounds. But as wrestling's coming to the modern era, smaller athletes, hey, which I'm all about, if you're good, you're good. I don't care how big you are. But I was like, man, nothing's kind of being done. Every now and then you'll see something called a hoss battle. They'll put two big guys against each other. But that's one match on the card. I wonder if a whole tournament of that could do well. And we're going to find out.
So I'm looking at the poster right now. There are four matches on the poster. Is this a tournament style? So will the winners go on to battle, and then there will be one reigning champion of the one-ton tournament?
Yes, sir. Eight-man tournament. And then we have a bracket set up, and I've got the trophy again just the other day. I'll release a picture of that within the coming weeks as we get closer. And I'm going to try to do this right, do it well.
Yeah, in Tullahoma, Tennessee, for folks listening here in southern Illinois, it's not too far away from our area. It's a road trip for sure. And listeners do know Farmer Billy Hills, who has been on the show as well. And Farmer Billy Hills is a great guy. I really like him inside and outside the ring. And, we talked about some of the abilities of bigger guys. And, I've seen Billy Hills dive through the ropes onto the arena floor. I've seen him do a standing drop kick before. So, sometimes you equate bigger wrestlers and guys who aren't so mobile or can't get around. But Billy Hills kind of defies that that stereotype.
Without a doubt, actually, those two moves are the thing that turned me on to Farmer. I first met Farmer in Metropolis, Illinois, when I was working for Chaos Pro Wrestling. And I saw a guy in overalls and a flannel shirt. And I'm like, well, it's just like wrestling in Tennessee. There's always a guy with overalls on. And then I watched the match, and he suicide dives, he throws a drop kick. He comes off the top with a shoulder tackle, and I'm just like, that's really mobile. And we started talking from then. And so when I came up with this idea, Billy was one of the first people in mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's billed at 6'1", weighs 333 pounds from Mudlick, Kentucky. He's taking on UConn Jack, who is almost 100 pounds heavier at 426 pounds. What do you know about UConn Jack?
Well, actually, the way the flyer set up is just showcasing.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Pardon me.
I don't have the information in front of me. I do apologize. I did release the first round matches the other day on the event page, but I just don't have that in front of me.
Okay.
But as far as UConn Jack's actually, we're partnering with the Southern Wrestling Federation in Tullahoma, Tennessee for the inaugural tournament. And UConn's actually the promoter of the Southern Wrestling Federation. He's been wrestling a little less in years. He's been around. He's a 25 year vet. A veteran of the Jerry Springer Show. He's very, very entertaining. Big guy, as you saw, 426 pounds. Has been known to pull things out of his belly button. Enjoyed giving people stink faces. Until recently, had a big purple mohawk. I mean, Jack's an interesting character to say the least. And I've known him for a long time with my work with the SWF. So when I did this, as kind of like his last hurrah, he said this is his last year. He wanted to be in to see what he can do.
And Bull Bronson is a familiar face here in Southern Illinois, a big guy, tougher than a $2 steak, as Jim Ross would say, and just fearless. I mean, I know he's won a couple of the I think it was the King of the Deathmatch tournament down in Metropolis. I don't know if you saw him in any of those kinds of matches, but Bull Bronson is a big man and a tough man, stands 6'4 and weighs in at 404 pounds. So definitely someone you don't want to take lightly.
Yeah, Bull Bronson, I first met him working for a small NWA company in West Tennessee. And Bull, I caught on with him, you know, from day one. And I just love how he's the throwback power wrestler, brawler. But then I saw him do death matches. I'm like, this guy has, as you said, has no fear, feels no pain. He's a big guy who will hit you hard. I've had the pleasure of working with Bull, and I felt it for a couple of days afterward. but Bull was another guy that as soon as I came up with this idea, and as soon as we got everything set in motion that we can actually do this, one of the first people I called.
Yeah, absolutely. And Frank Wyatt is someone familiar here in Southern Illinois as well to folks listening. He's been a part of AAPW as well as Stride Pro Wrestling, former Stride Pro Wrestling, one half of the tag team champions here. But he is 357 pounds and just another one of those guys that is a mountain of a man, very intimidating in the ring and outside the ring, and can back it up as well.
Yeah, Frank... unfortunately, we just got some news on Frank. Frank has had a personal issue come up, so he will not be out in the tournament. He was, again, one of the first people I called. His replacement, however, and we haven't had a chance to update the flyer, it just recently happened in the middle of last week. Mm-hmm. His replacement is out of Central City, Kentucky. If anyone who's familiar with IWA Mid-South may know him. Your favorite wrestler is what he likes to call himself, Ray Waddell. Okay. Former NWA Southern Tag Team Champion. He does a lot of work for the World Wrestling Association throughout Kentucky. And he's a big guy, I believe 6'3", 303. Yeah, can throw a picture-perfect moonsault. He's a big-time striker. You know, he wins some matches by knockout. One of his big moves, he's actually one of the guys who does the gonzo bomb. And I don't know if he'll be able to get any of these big guys up for a gonzo bomb, but he's pretty strong, so it might happen.
Well, Buzzed Up is another competitor in this tournament. He is 420 pounds, stands just over 6 foot tall. So another one of those guys tipping the scales at more than 400 pounds.
Buzz Up has a special place in my heart. He's actually one of the gentlemen who helped train me. Buzz has always been a great big man, and throws a splash off the top rope. I mean, Buzz has been around forever. People who will know him, people know him in Middle Tennessee a lot, but for years he ran the Evansville Coliseum. They'd have all their shows up there. You know, all the from the regular shows to the crazy hardcore shows. Buzz is a guy who's done just about any kind of match you can think of. And a surprisingly good technical wrestler at 420 pounds. He's the man who showed me how to throw an arm drag. He's going to surprise a lot of people.
And Lee Byford is 343 pounds. He is pretty tall in there too, standing at 6'4", about Bull Bronson's height. What do you know about Lee?
All these guys I've had personal relationships in some form or fashion with that I've met throughout my travels on the independent circuit. Lee, another guy who can throw a moonsault, known just for heaving his body at people just with reckless abandon. He doesn't care about his own well-being or the other guys. He's been known to awful people off the top rope or Omega Driver or basically a flipping pile driver, kind of weird move. I don't know. It was Chuck Taylor's old finish. Mm. But he drops people on their head, he hits them really hard, and then he moonsaults on them. I mean, that's the best way I can think to describe him.
And Chris Mack, another competitor topping that 400 scale at 412. I'm digging the sideburns that is in the promo picture for Chris Mack.
I'm so jealous of his Harley Race facial hair. Chris is the one I actually know the least. He was recommended to me by Devin and Mason, the hooligans. Mm-hmm. And I've seen him work a couple times. The thing that really impresses me about him, standing moonsault, dives over the top rope. He's more agile than anybody in the tournament, and he's almost the heaviest.
Yeah, that's
so
amazing.
I'm really looking forward to seeing what he can do.
And let's talk about you. You are the final competitor here, about 303 pounds. And tell our listeners about Jeremiah Plunkett.
I'm the cruiserweight of the group, apparently. listen, with this being the inaugural tournament, I wanted to see what I would do to stack up against these guys. I'm giving up a lot of size. I just recently got over 300 for this tournament. I normally wrestle at about 275. So actually when we got this set in motion, I put in motion gaining weight. It may not have all been good weight because I did it kind of quick, but I wanted to be involved. Mm-hmm. I'm a striker by trade. That's kind of my style. I was trained, you know, really old school Tennessee wrestling, but then I went out and tore the ropes to Tracy Smothers and people like that to kind of find myself. And I've been to Australia. I've been to 11 states. I'm just trying to another guy making a grind, trying to make a name in this business. And, you know, I'm hoping that this one-ton tournament, you know, maybe helps me out, but it helps everybody out on it.
Absolutely, and even at 275, that's a big guy by indie standards, from what I've witnessed and seen. So tell me about transitioning from probably most of your matches being the bigger dominant force. Now you're stepping in there. You said it yourself. You're kind of the cruiserweight in this tournament. So how do you prepare for getting in there against someone who's bigger than you when you're typically the big dog in the fight?
I think that's where it's going to have to come down to my strike game. I doubt I'll be able to throw. I throw a lot of spine busters. I throw a lot of pile drivers. Pile drivers normally my big finish. I don't get a lot of these guys up for that. So I think it's going to come down to a big strike game, and I may have to brush up on some submission skills because I'm going to have to work on getting a guy down and maybe make them tap, maybe see if one of them has a glass jaw. I don't know. It's new venues for me. It's a new venture for me.
Sure. And so as a bigger wrestler, are there challenges in terms of training, preparing, getting into the ring and actually going? And, you know, especially with a tournament like this, because you are, you know, you're talking some of these guys outweigh you by more than 120 pounds in some cases.
My issue really has been training to keep the weight on as well, because I want my cardio. I want to be able to out cardio everybody. So I do cardio, but then I have to make sure I get the calories in to keep the weight up. So I'm not coming in super light. It's definitely different when I'm not training for a tournament with all super heavyweights. I mean, I just train how I want. If I lose a little weight, sweet. If I gain a little weight, eh. But now I'm trying to keep the weight at a certain level, get the cardio level up, and also doing a whole lot of, I've gotten back into powerlifting because if I want to get any of these guys off their feet, I need to be strong.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. What big men, you know, from the past, who did you watch as a fan and look kind of to for inspiration in terms of actually getting into the ring and kicking off a professional wrestling career?
I guess the big men, and, you know, I'll say this, but I can't do half of what they can do. Bam Bam Bigelow, I was always a massive fan of Bam Bam.
Yeah.
Always. Terry Gordy also. I loved Terry Gordy. Now, I know his weight went up and down. He was between 280 and 310.
Yeah.
But Terry Gordy, in my money, was the best big man in the business who didn't do high spots. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
High spots, who didn't moonsault or do anything crazy that, you know, his biggest deal was a drop kick that he'd do for his size. But just all around, one of the best big men in the business.
Do you think, because I'm thinking back to when I was a kid and, you know, it was Terry Gordy and Bam Bam Bigelow, and Bam Bam did get up and move around a bit. And then, of course, you had Yokozuna, and who couldn't get airborne. But now, you know, with Big Van Vader and some of those guys, and we're even evolving now to where the Big Show has climbed to the top rope. Do you think that the business has kind of forced this evolution of having more tricks in your bag than just being a big guy who throws the opponents around?
I think so. I think gone are the days of the lumbering big man. You know, Ellie Gante could never make a dime in the business anymore.
Yeah.
You know, a guy who never falls down, you know, it bore the people. So, yeah, I do think the evolution has forced the bigger wrestler to either trim up or up their game.
Mm-hmm.
A guy I was actually looking at for the tournament, but with this being the inaugural tournament, we need to get some buzz behind us before we can get him, but I'll be looking for him in the future, is Kongo Kong. He's a perfect example.
Oh, yeah.
He is amazing. A legit 400-pounder, you know, beautiful moonsault, can drop kick. He can do anything. I don't know anything Kongo can't do.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the people I'm hoping. Like I said, this is the inaugural tournament. These are the building blocks. But I'm hoping eventually down the line, if this gets built up, which I hope it does, we have people like Kong and other big guys throughout the entire, you know, maybe Beer City Bruiser, people like that coming in to see what they can do against each other.
Do you have a dream opponent? Say it's the finals of the one-ton tournament 5 years down the road. Who is that big man that you want to be in there battling it out for the ultimate supremacy, if you will?
Honestly, I'm a massive fan of Beer City Bruiser. A fellow guy with a family from Wisconsin roots. You know, something about Beer City Bruiser, just a big guy who fights and chews on cigars, drinks beer. It's not my kind of guy, so I'd like to go in there and see what I can stack up against ROH's resident super heavyweight.
Awesome. Well, anything we can do to help promote the tournament, obviously, you can listen here on My123Cents and check out the blog page as well. But, Jeremiah, how can fans, you know, this is at the Gypsy Joe Arena. Again, it's Friday night, November 25th, the day after Thanksgiving. So fill up on your eats and then head out for your Black Friday shopping and then enjoy some wrestling action. And this sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, it's in Tullahoma, Tennessee. But how can fans get a hold of you guys, get tickets and whatnot?
We're doing it through we have a Facebook page. If you search out the 2016 one-ton tournament, all the information will come up. If you want to order tickets ahead of time, tickets are $10. If you want to get tickets ahead of time so you make sure you have a seat, just hit up that Facebook page, and we'll set you up with the PayPal to send it to, and we'll have your tickets waiting on you. It's going to be a good night. They always have wild shows down there at SWF. I was actually there last night, and it got really wild and crazy. It's kind of my brainchild. I know it's going to be nuts. I'm looking at making the rules a little different for these big guys so they are not as constrained and they can go out and have fun.
Have you had to do anything special for the ring? I always remember, you know, Gorilla Monsoon with the irresistible force against the immovable object and always talking about that ring. Any extra security or safety going on with the ring?
We have verified, make sure all the welds are 100% We added a extra layer of it's a plank ring. We added an extra layer of plywood on top of it. We've really tried to make sure everything's good and stable, because knowing these guys, they're going to do a lot of big things, and I would hate for a tournament to be stopped on collapse authority. Sure. I mean, it'd be pretty sweet. I'm sure that video would go viral, but still.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, it is happening Friday night, November 25th. Bell time is 8 o'clock. Tickets just $10 each. You can head on to Facebook. I'll have the link also here in the write-up on JitteryMonkey.com as well as iTunes. But it is the 2016 One-Ton Tournament. Jeremiah Plunkett, anything else you want to add before we say goodbye today?
Kevin, I just really appreciate you having me on to push this. Like I said, it is my brainchild, so it's something really personal to me. So I hope it does really well. And anybody who's offered help like you have and a couple other podcasts I've done to help promote this, you know, it's really personal. I really thank you a lot for helping me out.
Absolutely. No problem. I'm a huge proponent of indie wrestling, and I love the concept of this. So support indie wrestling, support the One-Ton Tournament. Again, we'll have all the details on JitteryMonkey.com as well as the My 123 Cents pages. Thanks again, Jeremiah, for joining us today.
Kevin, thank you very much for having me.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to JitteryMonkey.com.